Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church, and what we do every week on the Midweek Refill is we talk through this week's reading through our Bible reading plan for the year that we're going through as a church. If you want to join us in that plan, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources. So every week I bring on someone from our leadership to share something from God's Word from that week's reading, and I got RJ with me, first time on the podcast, and he's our Director of Operations here at First Family. Happy to have you on the podcast, RJ. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Tanner.
So we are on week 42, church. So RJ, what did you see from this week's reading that stood out to you?
What really stood out was 1 Peter chapter 5, and really verses 1 through 4 for me. I'll read those for you real quick, Tanner. Okay. It starts with, I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory about to be revealed. Shepherd God's flock among you, not overseeing out of compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not out of greed for money, but eagerly, not lording it over those who entrusted it to you, but being examples to the flock, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. So what really stands out for me with that is just the characteristics that it shows about really what leadership is in the church. Mm-hmm. And so I've been at First Family for several years. I've been a deacon for, I think I'm on year 19 now, so it's been a lot of years, and this
super
is just
deacon.
Super deacon. This is really a good reminder of why we serve and why we lead. And I know, this was really written, directly to the elders, but I think it does also show leadership in general in the church. So really, in like verse 2, where it talks about, not overseeing out of compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not out of greed for money, but eagerly. I think those are just really good reminders of why we lead. And it's not in a sense that we want to have power mm-hmm. over people. We're not looking for power or maybe even, any type of like self-ambition or success that we would get from, maybe money financially by being a church leader. Mm-hmm. But really, why do we do it? And it's really because we love the people, mm-hmm. right? And we want to shepherd the flock well. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 4, how it ends, when the chief shepherd appears, you'll receive the unfading crown of glory. Just a really good reminder of why we serve here in the church as leaders.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good reminder too of number one, that the shepherds of our church are just emulating the chief shepherd. I mean, we will receive the crown of glory when the chief shepherd appears. So
yeah.
if we're wondering as leaders, how do we shepherd people? Look to the good shepherd, look to Jesus as our example. Not only are we enabled to shepherd people because of what he's already accomplished for us in his life and death and resurrection, but now we can look at him and how did he love people? How did he take time for people? How was he interrupted by people? How did he pray for people? How did he help people? And look at him as our perfect example. But also I'm looking at verse 5 and just the challenge to clothe yourselves with humility. I can say from experience, I feel we have very humble shepherds, very Absolutely. Humble elders. I don't think I've ever had an interaction with any of our elders where I've left thinking like, it's a little prideful of that person.
Yeah.
So I think our elders do this well. And I'm not sure if all of you refers to the church or if it refers to the elders specifically, but either way, good challenge to not just be humble or seek humility, but clothe yourselves mm-hmm. with humility. I mean, every interaction with our church, every interaction with your fellow believers and non-believers should be clothed in humility. And what a vivid picture of like putting on every morning, clothing ourselves, putting this humility on ourselves to know that none of us are anything special.
Right.
No matter how high any of us attains, mm-hmm. we could get X amount of followers on whatever account, we could preach the best sermon ever, we could lead the best class, we could have the greatest small group, all those things. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we're nobodies. Like right. we've been saved by Jesus, who loved us in spite of anything we've done, either good things or bad things.
Yep.
And to sit there and say, hey, we're nobodies, we're just servants in service of our King, and just like continue to just seek a posture of humility. So this is a good reminder for me, and I think for our listeners and our church, but also our leaders as well. Just we got to clothe ourselves with humility. Things will go so much better in our church if we are humble.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree 100%. And I do think, like I said, this starts out as to the elders, mm-hmm. but I think it does talk about leadership in general in our church.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we're talking about just our elders or our deacons, our staff members, all the way down to like ministry leaders, mm-hmm. Volunteer leaders, there's so many people that are leading in our church, right? And it's easy for us sometimes, you kind of get filled with some self-pride and you know, it's very easy to fall into this trap of, you know, this is my church.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another reminder that it's not my church.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Lord's church.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been tasked with overseeing parts of this church.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do it, just like you said, with mm-hmm. Humility leading the way. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I would agree with you. I think our elders do a great job mm-hmm. of that here. It also trickles down to all the other different levels of mm-hmm. leadership here at First Family.
If you want to be humbled, just remember that no one is irreplaceable.
Right.
I mean, I get hit by a bus tomorrow and yep. you guys would find someone else to do mm-hmm. my job. Yep. Someone else would lead a small group. Someone yep. else would fill the roles. Same thing with you.
Exactly.
None of us are irreplaceable. So don't get too prideful about it, because right. like I said, none of us are anything special and we're all replaceable, but thank the Lord, He uses us in the ways He's using us. And I think I can speak for you too, that we're just grateful to be in the positions God has given us, where we help lead our church. And I'm much humbled by that constantly. So
absolutely. I agree. And that's also, it's, you know, in these verses where it says, you know, like, as the Lord has given you this, has granted you this ability to serve
mm-hmm.
And to lead, not out of compulsion. It's mm-hmm. not something you feel like you have to do,
mm-hmm.
but something that the Lord's granted you that ability to do.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's a gift and a responsibility for sure. Mm. Well, RJ, thanks for sharing that with us from 1 Peter 5. I hope it encourages you and challenges you, church, as you read God's word, as you continue to walk with Christ. So we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel podcast.